What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
They've been good as well. Like I said, this is a real impressive rookie group. So, you know, I'm excited to see what they're going to do in the game. We know they're talented. Like I said, they whole rookie class. Like, I can't say enough about them. So now it's just what they're going to do on the field when the lights get a little brighter in these preseason games. And we expect them to go out there and do great things. Teddy been... Shoot, he's another guy, man. These rookies are, it's a good bunch of rookies. I mean, first and foremost, they're talented, but they work hard, man. These guys work hard, and they are real high football IQ players, and Teddy fits that mold. So he's done a heck of a job. He's been physical with the pads come on.
You talk about all the time about certain moments, opportunities that come up for the young players to be ready, and it's the expectations of the position. Lamar has that. We have that, that whoever steps in and plays certain positions has to play like a Raven, and we've got to be able to execute and score points. And I was proud of it today. Yesterday, a little tougher go, okay? Today, better. I'm excited for him. I think any player that goes through the type of injury he did, where he was at playing so well, an injury in practice or someone who's not playing, but how explosive he was, you know, and to be doing it on the field and then to have that setback. Don't know if he was full speed last year, but it's exciting for him.
That's Todd Monken, Ravens OC, talking a couple of days ago about Keaton Mitchell. More than a year removed from the knee surgery that cost him the end of the 2023 season, where he exploded onto the scene as an undrafted rookie. By the time he had taken over as the number one back in the Ravens backfield, he was averaging almost 8 yards a carry. He was a home run threat. Anytime he touched a ball from anywhere on the field, he did return last year. Did not have the explosiveness, and with Derrick Henry being a Hall of Famer and playing like a Hall of Famer, just adding to his Hall of Fame resume, Keaton Mitchell wasn't needed to be the dude. But now, as we heard Todd Monken say, you've seen Mitchell throughout mini and now training camp, the burst is back. And he's going to get a lot of run, no pun intended, during the preseason, starting tonight against the Colts. Big question is, how does Monken incorporate him into the offense? Because we know he's going to be returning kicks, and there's always going to be that wow factor sooner or later. I'm going to make a bold prediction. He will return at least one kickoff for a touchdown this year.
In the preseason?
No, during the regular season.
I hope you're right, Bob. It's going to be interesting to see, because what do you do, Bob? Let's say that second or third series, he pops one for 60, you know, and he shows the speed and all that, you know. You getting him out?
Dearness Johnson, come on down. Rasheen Ali, yeah. What are you going to do? No doubt about it.
And then does he play the rest of the preseason?
I'd give him another couple snaps for sure. I mean, you just can't rest on a laurel of one. Because
he needs some reps. That's the thing. He needs some work just because he missed basically the whole year last year. So I agree with that. The question, you know, when I was talking to the morning show, is just because of depth. You know, I mean, I want Filele and Rosengarten to play. I think they need reps. And the left guard, absolutely, they're playing. But when I look at the depth, if Filele or Rosengarten gets hurt, what do I got? That's the problem I have. You know, all right, I'm going to play Note Boom at right tackle if Rosengarten's going to miss like 3 weeks. I ain't too crazy about that. And a guard, you know, who am I putting in a I got to put Ben Cleveland. That's my biggest concern or my biggest hope, Bob, in the preseason here is that some old linemen kind of come to the party a little bit because I just don't see much depth there right now.
We also heard Monken talking about the wide receiver group.
Mm-hmm.
And we know the veterans aren't playing. Right? We're not.
No.
But it, Devontae Walker.
That'd be big for him tonight.
Rise to the occasion. We've heard a lot about, well, not as much since camp started, Anthony Miller. I mean, these sorts of guys. But if they're not auditioning for the Ravens, they're auditioning for, you know, 31 other teams. So this is the start. Now, Tez Walker, we think, or hope, Vinny, becomes kind of that, hey, let's go deep.
Yeah.
Lamar, throw it as far as you can. See how this all works out.
Yeah, because I thought he looked good. He's got very good hands. He doesn't drop balls. And I thought he looked good against the Colts the other day. You know, and tonight, I would imagine somewhere in there, Bob, they're taking a shot deep with him. I just think that, you know, you just do it, you know, because, you know, you're not really game planning, but there's things that you want to see from certain players. All right, I want to see Tez on a go route. You know, I want to see Wester have the ability to catch and run with the ball, those kind of things. And I've got a plan. You know, I'm sure Todd's got a plan for Keaton Mitchell, those kind of things. So, you know, because there's things that, okay, in our evaluation of this guy, this is what we want to see. And tonight, Bob, I mean, I talked about it on the morning show. Who's the gamers tonight? You know what I mean? Because this is the first time with the lights on. Who are these guys that all of a sudden it's like, because I was telling a story about T.O. We took T.O. last pick of the third round. George Seifert tells me during, you know, right before we go play the first preseason game, he said, I don't think your boy's ready. You know, I think he probably needs a pre-year on the practice because he dropped a lot of balls. And, you know, he wasn't great up to that point. Then he has five catches and a touchdown in a preseason game. And George goes, guess he's a gamer. You know, so who's going to be the gamers tonight? Is there somebody that we are really not talking about that tomorrow? That's who we're talking about. Just like, who would have thought that we were going to talk about Charlie Kohler the day after the Colts scrimmage, you know? Nobody.
Yeah, if Likely's healthy, we might not be, but next man up mentality.
Yeah, no
also heard from Zach Gore real quick, talking about Teddy Buchanan and Vinny. I mean, you're still, I don't want to say skeptical, but yeah, you're 50-50 on Trenton Simpson being the dude. I mean,
well,
Teddy
Simpson's going to play a lot tonight, yeah, Byron. And I asked Cordell and Ed this. Is there going to be a... Who's the guy that we're going to see on the stat sheet that has eight tackles? Is there a Simpson, a Buchanan? You know, I said, you know what it's going to be if there's somebody? It's going to be a safety. Yeah. Might be Bo Braid.
Well, I was just going to say that because Anthony Richardson's starting for the Colts. Right. They're going to be running with their dude. So might be a lot of plays down the field. But Teddy Buchanan, is he a guy that, you know, we need to watch tonight?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, and the thing is with linebackers like that, if you're watching on TV, you want to hear the announcers, Buchanan. You want to hear his name. That's what you want. You want him to show up like when we're watching the Ravens regularly, whose name is Roquan? He's around all the time.
Right.
That's what we need to see tonight because there'll be no, who's the Roquan of the inside backer group tonight?
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Total Request Thursday. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Got questions for Vinny about tonight's game. Who are you intrigued to see? Give us your opinion. 410-583-1057 is the number. But you talk about gamers joining us next. New Oriole Hall of Famer, our colleague here, BBT. He was part of the original group of Baltimore baseball tonight, Joe Orsolak joining us, and he was a gamer, played with a lot of Hall of Famers, and now going into the Orioles.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hall of Fame. He's our colleague, emeritus, here on 105.7 The Fan. He was a part of the original crew of Baltimore Baseball Tonight going back to 2011, which you may think is the highlight of his career. But coming up this weekend, he's going into the Orioles Hall of Fame, and rightfully so. He's our friend and yours. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's the one and only Joe Orslack. Slack, what is up, buddy? How you feeling?
Good, Bob. Thanks for that intro. And you know what? That was a highlight of my career, but now it's getting a little better.
Yeah, you've had to regroup after all of these years. But, Joe, you go back to when you came up with the Pirates back in 83, and you were with Parker and Don Robinson and John Candelaria, and Chuck Tanner was the manager, kind of the last vestiges of that We Are Family 79 team that beat the Orioles in the World Series, and you had the knee injury. So talk about the start of your career where you were like one of the top rookies in the National League in 84, and then, you know, to transition to Baltimore and how things kind of turned around for you with the Orioles.
Well, I broke my foot in 87, and my days with the Pirates were pretty much over. They had written me off at 25 years old, and I got a job at the last, I went to instruction league. They didn't call me up, and I got to end up getting a job in the Dominican Republic one day before the Dominican started. And I went down there. I went 11 for 13 to start that. I couldn't hit an A ball pitcher, but I got four hits off Jose Mason one night. Yeah. As the, you know, A ball pitchers, they throw just as hard, but they don't know where it's going and they never throw what they're supposed to. That's what I know. Anyway, John Hart was the manager. He was of our team, and he was also the AAA manager for the Pirates or the Orioles. And he put in a good word for me, and I got an opportunity in spring training because I had become a free agent with the Orioles and made the team and ended up playing 5 years with the O's.
Now, you were part of the 89 team. Now, and I remember you telling me the story of the 88 Orioles. You lost the first 21 games. You got clobbered by the Brewers. You know, make it about me. I was there. Half in the bag, obviously, by the seventh inning. But I was there. Nonetheless, you're like, Haney, it would have been 14-0 if I wouldn't have thrown this dude out at the plate late in the game. But the 89 Orioles came out of nowhere and competed until the final weekend of the season against the Blue Jays. What are your memories of that year? One of the best. It didn't end in the playoffs. They would have made it if today's playoff format was in place. But what do you remember most about that 89 season?
Well, Bob, we got a few new players. However, we lost 20. The guys, we had memories of the 21 in a row. Trust me. In 88, I didn't think we were going to win a game the whole year, to be honest with you. That's how bad it was. It's true. But we're playing Clemens on opening day, one of the best pitchers in the league. And I'm thinking, we don't want to start this over again. As soon as we lose that first game, they're going to be talking about the 21-game streak and a whole bit. So it ended up, I drove in a run in, I think, the fourth inning to break a tie. But in the sixth inning, we're down by two. Cal hits a three-run homer in front of a sold-out crowd, and it just brought the crowd down. And then Craig Worthington got a single in the ninth, in the 11th. And we walked it off, and we won our first game of the season against probably the best pitcher in the league. And that just started the why not season.
Now, Joe Urselak joining us, going into the Orioles Hall of Fame this weekend, and rightfully so. 105.7 The Fan, Vinny Hayden, Nolan McGraw. The 92 year, first year at Camden Yards, you were in the starting lineup. That first game against the Cleveland Indians, Rick Sutcliffe was on the mound for the Birds. Camden Yards, believe it or not, 33 years old and counting. But what do you recall about opening day 92? Another season, Slack, in which the Orioles were expected to suck and were in contention until the final week of September that year as well.
That's true. I couldn't be misremembering, but I think we had a better record that year than we did in 89.
They had similar, I believe.
Similar, okay. Well, opening day for me, I was in right field, and we had a sellout crowd. Everybody's wearing white. And I'm telling you what, I'm scared to death out there. I can't see, barely see at all out there with the crowd and everything. And I was nervous, and I got the first fly ball. Kenny Lofton hit it out there. Fortunately, I could see it and made the play. And So I got in the history books that way. But we had a good team, a confident team, and we played well. And Sutcliffe was a nice acquisition to a young rotation.
Joe, what do you think about some of the teammates that you played with here in Baltimore? Obviously, Cal Ripken. You were here when Ben McDonough, Messina made their major league debuts, Greg Olson, among others. Who were some of your favorite teammates here in Baltimore during your years?
Well, I like most of the guys on the team. But, you know, we had a lot of pride in the outfield. Brady Anderson and, you know, Mike Devereaux, who I'm going to join in the Oriole Hall of Fame, which makes me proud of that. I mean, we had a tight bond where our motto was no drops. And that doesn't mean we're not going to drop any. It means we're not going to let any of the balls hit to the outfield drop. And we played like that, and we didn't let too many drop. And it really helped our pitching staff. And I enjoyed playing with those guys.
Your favorite memory being a Baltimore Oriole?
My favorite memory was probably game of the week, Yankee Stadium. One of our guys got sick. So Frank Robinson, you know, he didn't like to shuffle the lineup, so he just plugged me in. I wasn't supposed to play. He plugged me in to the cleanup spot. Well, I had like 7 home runs and 1,000 at-bats, you know. And never hit cleanup, and Waltero was pitching, and I was 0 for 10 against him. So I don't know if Frank was trying to get me out of town, or he just had a hunch, you know. Maybe Frank had a hunch. So I hit a sac fly the first time, and then I hit 2 home runs into the bleachers in right center. Ended up going 3 for 3 with 4 runs scored. Larry Sheets hit a double, score me for the winning run. We won 5-4 Yankee Stadium. Had 50 passes in the stands, and I wasn't even supposed to play that night.
One thing I remember, Joe, when you and I, along with Jen Royal, Jim Duquette, and others were doing Baltimore baseball tonight in the early years at Pickles, was Mike Trout's first series here in Baltimore. And being a New Jersey guy, Joe Urselak, I'll never forget, his family came up to you and talked to you, Joe Urselak, like you were a New Jersey baseball legend. And that was the night that Trout made the catch with J.J. Hardy, if you remember. And I was like, damn, look at Joe getting props here by Mike Trout's family on a Friday night.
I don't remember. I don't have as good a memory as you do, but I do remember this, that they were two of the nicest people you ever want to meet. Very genuine people and, you know, proud of their son. And, you know, we didn't know how great Mike Trout was going to be all time, but they're just very nice people.
Joe, last thing for you, because we know you're a busy guy. What's going into the Orioles Hall of Fame mean to you?
I'll tell you, it's a true honor for me. I never expected it. I got to be honest with you. I never consider myself Hall of Fame, but a lot of people do, and it means a lot to me, and I'll be honored to go in.
Joe Ursulak, Oriole Hall of Famer. Joe, congratulations on the honor. Appreciate you. Hey, what do you think of this year's team, by the way? How the hell did this happen?
Well, the pitching struggled, and they got some injuries, and I think they'll be back next year. I really do. They got to get some strengthen up the pitching staff a little bit. I think the hitters will come back, and they'll be fine.
Very diplomatic answer, Joe Ursulak, going into the Orioles Hall of Fame. Slack, appreciate it as always. Congratulations once again, and hopefully we can talk to you more often, and I'd love to see you. You know how it goes.
All right. Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Vinny.
There's Joe Ursulak, everybody. Newest member of the Orioles Hall of Fame. We'll come back, take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Speaking of the current Orioles, they won yesterday. Kobe Mayo. Here, you want your storylines for the rest of the season? Trevor Rogers, Kobe Mayo, Samuel Basayo. You know, dig where I'm coming from. Dylan Beavers. Let's see what we have. Young guys starting to level up a little bit. There's your storyline. There's the intrigue. But Mike Elias, you still have a lot of work to do.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Starting at 10 o'clock, but let's get out to the phones. Questions for Vinny about players that you've seen so far, you want to see over the next couple of weeks, preseason games, only three of them. Rolling along, Cooper Rush, he gets to run that offense a little bit. What's he got in the tank? And Tyler Loop, two guys for me, well, three. Mitchell, Walker, Loop. Those are the three. And Bo Brape, four. I'm sure I'll come up with a couple.
Mike Green.
Micro five.
Yeah.
With his 15 sacks. All right, let's get out to the phone. Let's go to Trippy in Baltimore. Trippy, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Bob and Vinny?
What's happening?
What's going on, man? Hey, Bob, it seemed like I saw Vinny more than I saw you this year, man. But I see you saying, but
hey, man, I'm on the air. There's a timeline here. You know, I can't do, if I had superpowers like that, I'd be doing more with life than hosting a sports talk show. But I'll be at Pickles tomorrow night. There you go.
Yeah, I might slide out there. What's tomorrow, Friday? Yeah, I might slide. I know I've been bluffing you lately, but I'll probably come out there. But who I want to see tonight, though, man, like, don't get me wrong. Yeah, I'm high on Mike Green and Malachi Stubbs, but I want to name, like, you know, like other players, like, you know, like a Dayton Wade, LaJonte Webster. Mm-hmm. I want to see the, what's the dude named? The kid from VTech, Peoples?
Peoples.
Yeah, him. Also, like, see some of them other offensive linemen, what they could do for real. I mean, they're not no big names, but just see what, you know, you never know for real, And I also want to see Luke. Like, maybe we can get him in, like, some game situations, you know, like a long field goal. Let's see how he could do that. Because, I mean, he was kicking long field goals in the practice. But, I mean, that's practice. Let's see, like, when it's real, you know, 60 minutes. But other than that, though, hey, everybody just stay healthy. And, I mean, the Ravens say they got a bad taste in their mouth. We're going to see week one, right? Hello?
No doubt.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt. Hey, Trippy, thanks for the call. And he made a good point about Luke. I mean, if it's a, you know, fourth and whatever, it's at the 45-yard line, get your ass out there and see what you can do.
I think Harbs will definitely do that. You know, if you had Justin Tucker, you'd probably go for it in the preseason because you know what you're getting already. But here, he needs that work. So I think we'll get a chance to see him kick a few times. Tonight, we're going to get a chance, first time really, to see him kicking off too.
All right. You mentioned Bo Braid, former Terp, year two in the league, and, you know, was hurt. You know, game time is pretty limited for the most part. But now golden opportunity with, the injury to Darius Washington and, you know, Marcus Williams is long gone from the equation. How's he look so far? And what does he need to do over the next 3 weeks to solidify a spot on that roster when they go to Buffalo on September the 7th?
He needs to make plays, what he needs to do. We need to hear his name. Need him to show up. You know, like Sanusi Kane got a chance the other day because Kyle Hamilton didn't practice against the Colts. And Kane had a lot of, you know, when you were talking about Kane, it wasn't good. You know, he's missing angles, those kind of things. So missing tackles. So we want to talk about Bo Braid making tackles. And I would love it if, like, Bo had, like, 8 tackles tonight. And I think he can because they're going to try to – they're a running team. And like you said, Bob, with Richardson, he's going to be running it too. And Bo Braid is best up closer to the line of scrimmage, you know. And then if we can see him make a play on a deep ball or something like that where he shows some range, I think that would be big for him too.
Nolan, who are you excited to watch tonight coming up at M&T Bank Stadium? Preseason opener and, you know, collective yawn. But there's some intrigue, not only with the Ravens, but with the Colts are rolling with a guy trying to win the job. Daniel Jones going to start week two for them. Bengals have all their dudes running tonight as well. But who are you intrigued to see? Just a couple of guys out there in Baltimore.
Since I've been harping on the inside linebacker thing for a few weeks, I do have to say Teddy Buchanan then. I mean, Trent Simpson, he'll be out there for sure, but I mean, he needs to improve, obviously, but I feel like I kind of know what Trenton Simpson's baseline is. I know what his floor is, but Teddy Buchanan's a complete mystery. And since they haven't prioritized adding a veteran there, I'm very interested to see what Buchanan can bring to the table. It's been rave reviews out in camp. How does it translate to real game action? Outside of individual players, really just procedural stuff. They've been harping on that, the Ravens themselves. We need to have a clean procedure, no pre-snap penalties, just cut down on penalties in general. Can they play a clean game tonight? That's at the top of my list.
I think it'll be tough to play a clean game because you're playing with a lot of guys that normally don't play together and stuff. So I think we'll see some penalties, you know, in that situation. But biggest thing, I think we're going to see it. But, I mean, seepage with the O-line. I mean, I just hope that, because Cooper Rush is not the greatest athlete in the world, I don't want to see him getting sacked a bunch tonight. That's what I don't want to see, because then it's like, oh, boy. And then the other thing, Bob, is, you know, like at the safety position. All right, let's say Bo and Kane really don't do – do we got to go get a veteran, you know, in that situation? And, like, if the linebackers – I'm guessing that Simpson and Buchanan start. And if those guys – you know, I think tonight you can kind of – well, we might need to go get a veteran there. You know, I mean, those are two positions that if the backups don't do well, you may have to go get a veteran.
Nolan, you're still skeptical on Trenton Simpson heading into his third season. I guess he was handed the job last year.
Yes.
Lost it.
Yes.
I mean, what has he done in the offseason to ensure that it's his and it's going to be his for at least the next couple of seasons?
Right. Skeptical because of what happened. But, I'm more so confused at how last year played out. I mean, for them to go all in on him being a starter to play alongside Roquan, and for him to look, in my opinion, pretty capable in the early goings of the season, but then to lose it as it went along, that just doesn't make sense. It would make more sense for me to have more growing pains early on and then have to earn his reps as he went and finish strong. To go in the wrong direction like that, just don't really see that out of players very often, young ones especially. I mean, like I said, I know what the floor is. I don't think he's going to go much farther backwards than where he was at the end of last year, but who knows? Maybe, I don't know, maybe it could get even worse.
Yeah, the thing that, you know, this is his second linebacker coach, you know, in 2 years. So, and the other thing is watching them against Indy and stuff, Roquan on the field a lot by himself. And, you know, because they would prefer to have a DB on the field other than Simpson in the pass. So that kind of tells me a lot, too, there, that they would rather play with a bunch of DBs than play with Simpson.
But if Simpson falters and Buchanan isn't overwhelming, veteran, where are they going here?
Yeah, they got to go get a veteran guy because they're going to need somebody, especially because right now, other than Lamar, you know, the place that they couldn't afford an injury other than Lamar might be Roquan.
Well, losing an All-Pro is a negative for sure, and with no,
but I'm just saying,
not even a Patrick Queen level guy.
That's what I'm saying is the drop-off between him and at that position, you know, maybe a Kyle Hamilton too.
Well, for such a deep roster, that is that one glaring position.
O-line too.
That's true, yeah. Yeah.
But that's more depth O-line.
Yes, and they've got the starters.
Question we've been asking, who's McCary this year?
They're hoping it's no Boom.
So he can do literally all five,
he can't play center.
Yeah, because McCary could do all of them.
Yeah.
Now gone, got paid, and did his job here in Baltimore. Any questions for Vinny about players that you want to get an eye on or who you're going to keep an eye on, give us a call at 410-583-1057. It's Total Request Thursday. How about old Trevor Rogers winning again? Beat the Phillies, who are on fire. He's now 5-2. And the talk on MLB Network, which we'll get into, Kyle Stowers, he had 2 hits yesterday. He was an all-star. He's been brilliant. Norby's hurt right now for the Marlins. But is this one of those trades where it's a win-win for both sides? Because right now, if you look at the Orioles' projected rotation for next year, Trevor Rogers, Jim Palmer, Mike Cuellar, Mike Mussita, Ben McDonald, all rolled into one. They got the A's coming to town tomorrow. Going to be a beautiful weekend down in Charm City. So we'll be at Pickles for a big old extravaganza tomorrow night. We'll get into all of that and more. Tony Pente, Orioles Hangout, 11 o'clock. Talk about what's happening with these new acquisitions down on the farm. And where the hell's Heston Kerstad? Whip around 11:15. We got 3 NFL games tonight, by the way. And then Mike Bordick, get his thoughts on the Birds playing out the string. But let's get out to the phones. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, thanks for holding. What's up?
What's going on, Bob and Vinny?
Hey, man.
What's up with y'all? Hey, I heard Trippy talking about he's going to be down Pickles tomorrow, man. He bluffing. He ain't coming down there. He's done with the O's.
Huh.
Like, he's supposed to be in Chicago with us last week, man. He canceled Chicago to go to training camp. So, you know, he's happy the Ravens are back. He's done with the O's.
Well, that's a short-sighted way to be a fan of the local teams, but it's his prerogative, of course.
Yeah. But as far as tonight go, few players I'm looking forward to seeing, Keaton Mitchell. Mm-hmm. And, of course, my boy Cooper Rush, man. Like, well, I feel like everybody's been hating on him, man. You know, saying negative things about him. I heard Cordell on y'all show yesterday talking about he looked bad, he was awful. And yeah. I'm like, come on, he's playing with the second-string offensive line. Like, put this guy in there with the first team and see what he can do. You know, like,
well, he's
like
not Cooper getting Rush. That tonight either.
Yeah, I know. So it's like they're going to be ragging on them all, Cooper. I'm like, listen, he had a lot of choices, man, but he chose Baltimore. You know, he was highly sought after. He could have went anywhere. He came here, you know. And then I hear about the way people treat him up at training camp and everything like that, like not really wanting autographs from him or not really, you know, seeking him out. Like, but he's going
well,
to like
gotta do something.
Him.
You know, they don't know him. He's got to do something. Yeah.
I mean, Devin Leary getting a lot of autographs.
They want Lamar's autograph.
I understand. We all know that, which they should want Lamar's autograph. But I mean, he was the backup quarterback for America's team, and he won them a lot of games, you know, when Dak went out, though. So, nine and five,
he's record.
Yeah, but other than that, it's going to be, I'll probably tune out after the first quarter, you know, because that's most how them preseason games is. Now, I heard you, Vinny, you said you wouldn't watch, I guess, the majority of the game or the whole game.
Yeah, I'll watch the whole game.
And not a lot of sports viewing options today.
There's another, the Seattle Raider game is on after the Ravens.
Cincinnati's
game.
Got their starters running tonight, too.
Oh, okay. Maybe they knocked Joe Burrow out for the season tonight. You know, with one less quarterback you got to worry about in this division. So,
Well, the way you're talking about the Cowboys, you're more concerned with Daniels and Jalen Hurts. But I understand where you're coming from. Rashawn, if you're coming down tomorrow, we'll be there probably around 4:30, 5 o'clock.
You know, it'll be interesting, Bob. Next Saturday, the Ravens play the Cowboys.
They do.
Yeah.
I think we get a little truth serum in Rashawn. I'm like, talking about Cooper. Was that Roger Staubach he was talking about? Let's go to Will in Baltimore. Will, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right.
Good. A couple of guys I'm excited for tonight. First being Teddy Buchanan. Mm-hmm. Heard from Harbaugh. He's got a great head on his shoulders. In practice, I'm interested to see if that translates into a game setting and if he can be in the right spot at the right time. And then another one who I think less people know about is Guiori, who I tell you from the Sunday training camp had some of the best hands, and I think even beat Alexander in the one-on-ones. So I'm excited to see if he gets some playing time.
Gilroy, number 87?
Yes.
He made a couple plays the other day. I'm anxious. I really want to see Tez Walker and Wester. That's what I want to see. I think Dayton Wade will make some plays, but I want to see Wester. I want to see him catching punts. You know, because if he drops it, oh my Lord. You know, then Doghouse City's coming. But I'd love to see Wester take one to the house tonight.
Right. That'd be great. That's why we got him.
All right, Will, thanks for the call. Looking forward to some obscure names, mm-hmm. at least not the big fancy stars, because the Ravens have plenty. Above all pro level future Hall of Fame guys. Let's go to Cliff in White Marsh. Cliffy, what's up?
Hey, Bob and Vinny. Vinny, I want to talk about the Ravens real quick. But, Bob, it looks to me like Mayo, his last 10 games, he's not lunging at pitches. He's staying back, and he's got beautiful foot balance. And, man, wouldn't that be, I'm all the eternal optimist with the Orioles. You know, that trade that we made for this guy, Rodgers, he looks like a solid number one. I don't know whether to pinch me or not or this is going to end, but that trade's going to be good for both. And, you know, I'm looking towards next year, a power right-handed bat in that lineup. I'm just praying it's Mayo, Bob.
It could be. Looks like a different. Hey, look, Mountcastle will be back tomorrow for the A's. Basayo's going to be coming up here shortly. There's plenty of intrigue to watch. Maybe a preview of next year's Orioles. That whole bullpen thing, though, that's another story altogether. But, yeah, Mayo looks real comfortable. And let's get him acclimated to first base because he's never played third base again, at least in an Orioles uniform. So let's make this happen. What's your question for Vinny?
Yeah, Vinny, Ojabo's got to be getting a lot of playing time tonight, correct?
Absolutely. I think... Him, Green, and Adisa Isaac, I think all three will get a ton.
Okay, that'd be something to keep an eye on.
No doubt.
All right, that's all I really got.
All right, Cliffy, have a great weekend if we don't talk to you tomorrow. Yeah, Jabo. And, Isaac, that's is it a battle right now? But, you've been there, and based on what we've read, it appears as though Ajabo's the leader if there's a roster spot to be had.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's a ask me after the third preseason game. It's, it's who can show that they have some ability to get to the quarterback. I think that's going to be the big thing. And, Bob, I got another guy I want you and Nolan to keep an eye on tonight. Lucas Scott.
One of the tight ends? Is that one of those
He's
dudes?
He's number 47. Uh-huh. He's 6'3", 290, rookie undrafted free agent out of Army. But, Bob... Body just like Ricard's. So could this be, I think he'll end up on the practice squad for them, and then maybe he can become like a Ricard type guy. He's because he's got that body type.
Yeah, didn't Ricard sign an extension here, which doesn't really mean anything in the volatile world of the NFL?
Yeah, but this kid may, you know. But if I'm an opposing team and stuff, and I want a fullback type guy, I'm looking to the Ravens. Like, they had Juszczyk, who's now the best guy. Sure. They've got Ricard. They know how to find that guy, you know, for a team that wants to run the ball and have that type of guy.
And even like the new level fullback. I mean, lineage of the Leeches and the Sam Gashes, they go back that far. But this, whatever the fullback is now, Juszczyk, great. Yeah. I mean, let's not forget, Ravens drafted him, and Patrick Ricard's made a nice living as a guy that at one time used to play defensive line just to make the team. Way back when. We'll come back, talk about what's happening on the Orioles farm. Tony Pente, OriolesHangout.com. Whip around 11:15. And then Mike Bordick, talk about the Birds with him. Final few weeks of the season and what he's looking forward to seeing. In a pod, we know the bad things. Dylan Carlson, you've been given an audition for center field. Not exactly passing it so far.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.